God Stoops to Listen, January 9th. For thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. When man has taken the lines in his own hands to guide and drive, he will be rewarded, for the work of God will reveal terrible mistakes. Reason becomes blinded, even with the greatness of light, unless that agency is under the yoke of Christ. Every day some plan will be devised when Satan thinks he can lend a hand to sow his tares among the wheat. Vice is not to be commingled with virtue, and the cry may have to go forth in no measured tones, even now while missionary work is being done, "Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." God is now working for his people, but how many do not recognize the work of God from a strange work? Drawing aside the veil which conceals the glory of God, it shows him in his place, high and holy, and lifted up, not in a state of solitude, but surrounded by 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands of holy, happy beings, every one waiting to bear the message, to do his bidding. All heaven is in active communication with every part of the universe through a variety of channels, and that Holy One is actually stooping, bending from his throne, listening to every sound uttered, observing the movements of every earthly power. It is the highest being condescending to the lowliest, approving or condemning every action which is developed. He is interested in the oppressed, and sends messengers to engage in the work in connection with the gospel for the beings who have corrupted their whole mind and thoughts, and they are placed in connection with truth and righteousness. Unless they become righteous themselves, they will contaminate others. There is a work to be done in our world, but if the way of the Lord is not distinctly followed, to put them in the way of life through conversion, there is reason to be afraid lest Satan shall introduce himself to work the abandoned ones our institutions undertake to help. Satan is playing a game of life for the souls of men and women for whom Christ has died. In our zeal to do a work for the Lord, we must be sure we are not going before Christ, in the place of following after Christ, to Edson and Emma White.